Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to be nice to the people right now. This is Gorillas right now, and they're coming to the FTX Arena. They're coming to the FTX Arena in October, and we're giving you the chance to win tickets to see them. All you got to do is go to WQM.com to enter, and you could register there. And if your name is picked, you win. It's that easy. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. It's the Gorillas. They're coming to the FTX Arena in October. WQM.com to register. If your name is picked, you win your way in.
All right. We got in the concert business around here recently on this show.
Concerts are back.
Well, we know you're big on concert tickets. You like to support the secondary market, so we figured, you know, try to get people in at face value is the very least we could do.
I'm going to do a poll one day on the Joe Rose page. Which story Hollywood likes to bring up more, or what he likes to bring up more?
I didn't bring it up. Joe brought
whether
it up.
It's
said we're in the concert promoting
buying
business.
Tickets for Bruno Mars, whether it's getting blown off by Jeter, whether it's just bringing up cash in the house.
There's another one coming up, by the way. I think he's going to have a little trouble getting seats for. and by the way, in fairness, I told you when it was going on sale.
I know.
You know what I should have done? I really dropped the ball. I should have bought great seats and just sold them to you.
Right. I found this dude on eBay.
Yeah.
So
it's only going to cost you $3,000. Tickets.
Nobody cares, but on the nobody care thing, yep. My wife likes, when they're in town, Bruno Mars and Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Yep.
Any day of the week, it doesn't matter, and you need to suck it up. I don't care. I don't want to hear about up at 3 in the morning.
Right. You're going.
We're going, and you're going to have fun, and I'm going to sing every song that they both have. And then, if it's a special occasion, she wants good seats.
Right.
She got the family thing, like, hey, I want good seats.
Michael,
like, putting up with you every day is not easy. I want good seats. Yeah. So,
I'd like to see you sit in the 400 level for that one.
Never. 0% chance. I'll do the money thing here. 0% chance.
So anyway, yeah.
Like Michael Bublé, though,
so
don't you?
I got a little desperate, and I spent way, way, way too much money, and she knew it, and I knew it. She knew that I whiffed on my connection.
Right, right.
The Panthers said, too late, Joe. Doesn't matter who you are. We don't.
It's like the day of the show.
That's certainly missing the deadline.
No, I begged. Right. I went right to the top and I said, I'm in a really bad situation. Love your team. Can you help me? And he said no. And then Woody hit me on that secondary market, and it was a very expensive.
We talking Bruno here? Is this what we're talking
about? By the way, it was it wasn't just for me. It was all three of the girls went together.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember. Hollywood brings up all the time.
No, I know he does.
But the Bublé one is not, that's not the family. That's just you and the wife.
Yeah, because, you know.
But she'll picture him later.
Is that Bublé at Hard Rock, though, right?
No, I think it's at the Panthers, FLA Live.
Because he is at Hard Rock, I think, coming up too, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
I believe so. I think he's.
I don't follow him as closely as you do.
The Bublé tour?
She likes him, man.
Okay.
He's fine.
This has been something over the years.
Joe
likes going to those concerts, too, because he knows if it's a good concert.
I don't mind. Yeah, it's a good concert. Sometimes we only make it home.
Right.
It's good.
Right.
No, it's
is he good? Like, what? Does he do anything other than just stand there and sing?
You got to ask the ladies that one.
Does he do anything?
He does something.
He must do something, because 90% of the audience is women.
Right.
All different ages. And they'll go in groups of 8, 9, 10 of them.
And then there's you.
Does he dance? Does he, like... Does anything happen at the show?
No, he's just, they know all his songs. I just haven't met you yet.
There it is. Well done.
He's got a.
But those shows can get a little boring. Like, I saw Billy
Joel. They don't
Joel
get boring.
Billy Joel just sat there the entire show. He doesn't move.
They don't get boring.
Like, there's nothing visual
there's
happening.
There's not a
here.
Woman
like,
that watches
doing?
Michael Bublé that doesn't say, you know, I got a little bored.
I
he's
got
good.
I got Bublé going to Orlando, Sunrise, and Tampa.
Oh.
I don't see him.
All right.
Which one are you going to hit? You're going to try to hit?
I don't know. What do you do? Nobody cares. Why
but
you
can hit Sunrise, and then you could go to Orlando and then Tampa.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can do
just
all
going
of.
To follow Michael.
Well, it would
Bublé
be Orlando, and then a day off, and then Sunrise, and then Tampa.
Oh, you'll have a day off in Tampa. You can right. hit Mons.
No, Orlando. Oh, yeah, but you can
oh,
take
we're going to go right. through the strip club right. thing again.
Yeah, it's good. You'll be with your wife. It's perfect time.
I had everybody's brother calling me out yesterday. You
tell
guys.
Your wife, hey, I heard about this place. Maybe if she went with you and saw that it's like a nice thing.
A nice thing.
Yeah. Hey, Woody. You're on a roll today, man. Right. There's no way.
Couples go.
I know. Not my girl. She's not going. There's no shot. No shot.
Tell her they have fried lobster.
I've never had my wife say, yeah, the Omar thing. Go to the Omar.
You want to get lobster tonight?
Yeah. There you go.
Tell her you're going out for a nice lobster dinner and some entertainment.
So a
you,
show.
So you idiots. A show, right. You two idiots got going on this topic yesterday. So she said, you haven't gone to a strip club, have you?
And like ever?
No. Okay, I didn't say that. I'm not getting in that. Then I'm lying.
No, total lie.
Pinocchio.
Right.
But
right to the liar. Yeah.
I got people calling me out that have been with me, so I'm not right, doing right, that. Right. But I said, look, I don't go anymore. Mm. And so she asked, like, have you been? I mean, I was out of town a few times. I go, no.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that.
A lot of trust in that relationship.
Yeah,
it's great.
She's got to ask that, right? Right,
that,
yeah.
That's real good
that's
stuff.
Not really good for yeah. you when she has to ask
no.
that question.
No, it's right. definitely. Definitely.
The problem is that you'd get caught. Like,
what
you
are you
going to
let
did,
this go?
Because, like, you wouldn't wash your clothes or anything when you got home. I assume you don't know how to use the washing machines.
The problem when you so, go like, to those places, and I said this a long time ago when I did go with Zach, is stripper smell never leaves.
Never.
It's on you to the point.
Well, we know the only way. There's only one possible way.
Throw alcohol all
it's
over
gasoline.
Your body, and,
no,
I,
go
and I'm
station.
Not burning my clothes. I'm not doing that.
You got to go to the gas station and just pour a little gasoline on your shirt. That's it.
I think when we first got married, maybe not first, but
close,
I did, you know, some of those dinners, Dabble. Especially with the folks that are around the clock, end up at strip clubs.
Yeah.
So I think one night I felt like because – Lenny and those guys, I needed to go.
Are you going to get dropped off before you go to the strip club?
So one night I did go after a nice dinner. They go, we're not done. Let's go. And I go, okay. You know, I was just being one of the guys. I was being a follower. And then I noticed as I was getting out of my car, I smelled like whoever was around me that night.
Candy.
That works there. And I go, this is not good.
Gasoline, man. We already know that.
Yeah, they have a smell that you just don't get anywhere
gasoline.
Else.
Gasoline, and God stripper forbid smell. You get the glitter.
Just unbelievable.
You can never get that off.
Great
that
experience.
Stays on
great
your
experience.
It's like a tattoo.
So. But listen, if my guys tell me if they like on a Saturday night and we're in a place, go, hey, we're gonna stop by before we go back and get ready. For, you know, get some sleep before the game tomorrow morning. I go with my guys. I'm gonna go with those guys.
Okay.
Because I want to be with guys that got as much to lose as I do.
If we're going down, we're all going down. Is that the motto?
If my guys want to go.
Right.
If you guys want to go, I'm in. And I'm going to have as much fun as anybody. But we're all going to be together. It's right. going to be all the old boys together on yeah. this trip.
Kind of like that idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. I just heard from someone. I don't know if they want to be mentioned or not. But trying to set up like a double date type night for you. Guy that we know that goes with his wife. Maybe you bring your wife.
Go to a strip club?
Yeah.
Why do you? She's
he,
not going.
I don't know because he's telling me how great it is. He says, you know,
that's got to be Omar.
Loves it. I'm not saying who it is.
Omar loves strip clubs.
Fried lobster. He's going for dinner.
Bro, everyone does.
I'm in love dinner. With a stripper.
Everyone right. loves them.
Hey, 305-567-0560.
Double date to a strip club.
Nick Friedell is going to join us from ESPN coming up here in about 10 or 11 minutes. Hit me with a couple of text messages. There. All you tried to do is stir up trouble. That's all you tried to do.
Any trouble?
Go ahead.
Billy Joel doesn't move because he plays piano for most of his show. He's 76 years old. Okay. I just thought the show
was. Somebody just saw a show and said he was really good.
No.
It wasn't Billy Joel. It was Elton John.
Oh, yeah. Elton John was just here.
Bragging about how good Elton John is. Well, Benny and the Jets.
Tiny Dancer. Good song.
Yeah.
As Billy Joel is just, I don't know, he's terrible.
Terrible.
He just sat there like.
Well, that's the dumbest thing you could say.
He doesn't have as many hits as I thought either. He doesn't have as many hits.
What do you mean he didn't have as many? He got more hits than more.
Come on.
Stop.
He didn't
stop it.
Didn't do it for me.
Just stop. Right. Just read.
Sorry, it's not Tiesta or whatever.
We're seeing one of those DJs at the arena.
Right. Sorry, it's not DJ, you know, whatever.
At least there's something visual to see during those shows.
Right.
Oh, those guys are so. By the way, those guys really good jumping up and down while they're playing their stuff. Put your hands together. Ho, ho, ho.
That's exactly the noise I was thinking.
Glitter is on the first page of the divorce papers. That's true. You get the glitter is tough.
It's impossible to get off. It's worse than the smell. It'll be on your arm for 3 days. You take 5 showers, you can't get it off.
There is something about that cheap
the smell,
perfume
the, right.
that those girls wear.
I know.
That just doesn't leave your body.
Gasoline. We've already went over this a million times. It's the only way to get it
off.
One
night I tried taking a shower in the other room.
No, you
and
can't.
It was like 3 a.m. and she, you know, so radar ears hears everything and she says, took a shower. I've never seen you take a shower.
Radar ears.
And I was busted.
Mm.
I go, because then I figure she's going to do some detective work and want to go smell the clothes. Just not a good,
here's
not
a smart idea. Go to the strip club, have the DJ play some Michael Bublé.
Hey, I can see the dancers dancing to that. You don't want to read that.
Such an idiot.
You don't want to read that.
Some of my camera guys are such.
I just.
And by the way, I've done some bad things with David Rodriguez.
I know.
Who's by the way, a dirty dog himself.
Oh, dirty D Rod. Of course.
And by the way, we don't break the fraternity here just because we're not working in TV together.
Right.
But I've been on some trips. I've been down to San Diego.
You both know.
When some guys decided to make their way from San Diego.
To Mexico?
To Mexico. and Mexico, they should call it. Anyway, what else?
What about a place like.
Stop. You just read them. Like, read some text. People are nice enough. 305-567-0560. One more.
What about a place like 11?
Just
it's
do what
more,
you want.
More or less like a club than a strip club. Like,
I
would
know.
You be allowed there?
I've been accused.
Another texter from the 561 says Billy Joel is terrible.
Yeah, but you're from the 561.
So. Well, by the way, don't we do this with music going back Super Bowl? Everybody's got their favorite music.
Yeah.
And listen, man, if you don't like
He's big in New York, and all those dopey New Yorkers are coming
he
down
He plays
here,
down
so.
Here all the time.
Yeah.
Sold out shows.
Yeah, so maybe all the New Yorkers that came down here.
How do you say Billy Joel sucks?
I mean, come on.
I say he sucks. I just.
You did. You did.
It was terrible. It was
bottle
really
of
bad.
Whites. Bottle of reds.
Right. I mean, what do you do with the concert? You just sit there like with your hands folded? I mean,
oh, no, you're such a great dancer. I'm guessing you want to bob up and down, mister. When did you become the such a cool nerd?
I mean, what do you do? I'd like to see you at,
what he's
at
hoping,
one of those DJ concerts.
What he's really hoped that radio has made him somehow cooler with his age group.
It's not.
And most people that know you, Woody, they say, no, he's kind of nerdy.
He's kind of a loser.
Doesn't like crowds.
Right.
Openly admits doesn't like being around people.
Doesn't like people.
He got special.
That doesn't
wife,
change
man.
The fact that I don't know what you do at a Billy Joel concert.
What do you do?
I just sat there until it was thankfully
what
over.
What do you do with a DJ? You jump up and down like everybody?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No chance. No chance.
You are so straight white. You've taken straight white to a new level.
Oh
young straight white.
I can do a little fist pump or something. Like.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like
to
see,
see
that.
You. Never seen. Never seen
sitting
you dance
in the crowd.
Around here. You just kind of mope through the building. Afraid somebody's going to say hello to him in the morning and just freak him out. Hey, all right, we got to go to break here because Nick Friedell's going to join us, talk a little bit about this game tonight.
Thank goodness.
This thing, God. That was the worst segment of stuff. I had all the stuff I wanted to talk about, but
Billy
that's
Joel
okay.
Billy Joel sucks. What do you do during the concert? And he fist pumps
apparently,
at DJ.
I didn't concert. Know you got to be able to dance when you go to a concert right. in your chair.
That's it.
All right, right now I want to talk about getting your energy back, feeling good. One scoop in the morning. Of green powder, better known as AG1, 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals. And I want to say this. I did something a long time ago. It's the worst thing I've ever done. I went to a doctor and they put me on these vitamins that my body needed. You know, I wasn't getting enough of. And all I did is have an upset and sick stomach right. every day. And then she said, well, I didn't tell you you need to take food with everything. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like 20 vitamins. Now I'm getting everything with this powder in the morning. And then whatever else I put in, I can feel good at least. I got all the vitamins and minerals I need.
One scoop, 8 to 12 ounces of water. And literally all the 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, everything, you're getting it all and you're absorbing it all also. Not just taking a handful of pills and, like Joe said, having an upset stomach all day. You're doing this on an empty stomach and then you're done for the day. I started taking AG1 because of that reason. I don't want to have a handful of pills to take every single morning. So if that's what you're doing, switch to AG1. Better sleep quality, better recovery, mental clarity, alertness. All this from one scoop and 8 to 12 ounces of water every morning. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it for yourself. Do it today. athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline tonight. We're going to talk to our buddy Nick Friedell from ESPN. We got a big game coming up tonight as well.
Nick.
Right. Nick, good morning. Thank you for joining us as always. We appreciate it. Big one tonight here in Miami.
Always, guys, and I am really intrigued to see how this one shakes out because the Heat were not competitive at all, as we all know. In those first 5 minutes, that game was over, and I think they are dealing with a lot of different injuries. And when you listen to Spoelstra and Jimmy, they tried to stay positive, focus on what was ahead of them. But this looks like a team that's right on that verge of just kind of running out of gas. So if they can find a way tonight, they give themselves a chance. And if not, I think it is going to be really difficult to go back into Boston in Game 6 and win.
You know, Nick, it's funny you said that. And I know fans don't want to hear it, and the media didn't want to hear about the injury bug, but Jimmy Butler, all of a sudden, the last two games, 8 points and 6 points. I don't know why he played against Chicago. I don't know why he didn't rest, but I know Jimmy's a real – you know him better than anybody, how competitive he is. All of a sudden, he's off the injury report like he's just 100%. Did that surprise you? And how banged up is Jimmy Butler right now with that knee?
Joe, all I can tell you is through the years, having been around Jimmy year after year after year, when Jimmy says, as he did the other night, I'm not worried about it, that's usually exactly when he's worried about something a little more. And he is going to try everything he can to be out there and to play at that same level that we've grown accustomed to seeing from him, especially in this postseason, because when he's been healthy and he's been right, he's been awesome. I just don't think that knee is where he needs it to be. And that doesn't mean he can't fight through it and find a way, because that's what has defined Jimmy's career to this point. So it wouldn't stun me if Jimmy comes out and looks really good and can lead them through tonight and take the lead again in the series. But I can just tell you, watching him and listening to what he was saying, to sit there the other night and say, everything's all right, not worried about it, it's no excuse. He's not going to use it as an excuse, but I'm telling you that thing is bugging him, and it has been bugging him, as we know, for the last few weeks. So something to watch for, certainly. And as usual, when it comes down to injuries with Jimmy and a lot of guys on this Heat team, everybody is wired the same way. That's why it works down here the way that it does. They're going to try to push the pain somewhere else. But once the game starts and he starts moving around, that to me is the single biggest storyline for Miami.
We're waiting until 90 minutes before the game time to find out about Tyler Hero, you think? It's not going to be announced before that, right?
I would be surprised. Although the other day, guys, as we know, they announced that he wasn't going to play, and you're kind of like, wow. I mean, it must be pretty bad, because Spoelstra, he never does it early. Maybe, I guess, but I think he's going to try and be out there. You know how badly he'd like to be out there. And just having him out there, he didn't shoot the ball well in game three, but he is still that threat that they need to guard on the perimeter. Just by being there, he's going to create some space. So I'm sure he's going to try, but if he's not out there tonight, guys, you know how bad it is for him not to be there. And on top of the fact, and this is, I think, why I've got my doubts about what we've seen the last few days. We're talking about Jimmy and we talked about Hero. P.J. Tucker at shoot-around the other day is wearing this sleeve on his knee to get circulation moving. I mean, that knee is really bothering him. Lowry's still dealing with the hamstring injury. And at this point in the year, everybody's dealing with something. So this is what happens in the playoffs. The Celtics, of course, are dealing with issues with Marcus Smart and Robert Williams, and Tatum's played a lot of minutes. But it just feels like the Heat are really banged up at the wrong time. And they're going to have to find a way to mentally grind through whatever happens tonight.
Nick, give me your take on Bam Adebayo. He's getting ripped for not taking enough shots, and all of a sudden he puts up a monster game after Jimmy goes out to help lead that team to a win in Boston. And then the next game he goes back to limited shot Bam. Give me your take on Bam Adebayo to this point in this series.
It feels like he needs that constant fire lit underneath him. And it always cracks me up when anybody says, I'm not paying attention to what is said or what is written or what the chatter is. That's a joke. Bam proved that again in game three, because after those first two games, he was getting crushed. Bam's not doing enough. Somebody needs to help Jimmy some more. It is within Bam Adebayo to be dominant. We've all seen it. Offensively, he needs to step up a little more. Defensively, he is still a threat, but this team absolutely needs his presence. And in this series, it just feels like Robert Williams is in his head a little bit. And when he wasn't on the floor, Bam dominated. And when he was, and he has been, it hasn't been the same. Same goes for Grant Williams. I mean, those two guys have really gotten into him a little bit, and Bam is a very prideful player. He is very talented, so I would expect him to be more assertive early tonight, but they need that presence all the way through the game.
Nick, outside of the 109-103 game when it was just a six-point kind of victory for Boston there, for the Heat there. There's been blowouts in just about every game. Double digits, you know, 11 points, 25 points, whatever it was. And it's not just this series, it's all over the playoffs. Is that a little shocking to you, covering the NBA and seeing what it's like that these aren't closer games in the playoffs?
Yes. And Zach, these games have been terrible.
Right. You're right, Nick. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You're right, though.
We're sitting there the other night in Boston, and I'm around the rest of the Riders, and we're just looking at each other like, are you kidding me? I mean, that game was terrible. The Heat just did not show up. And again, to me, it's because they're not healthy. And to watch these games unfold, you know, the league office has got to be like, oh, no. Because, I mean, the Warriors-Mavs games, they've barely been competitive, too. I mean, the second half the other night in game two, that was interesting because the Warriors came back from so many, but those games haven't been really good either. So there have been a lot of different issues, and you could always point to injuries at this part of the year because this is what happens over the course of a six-month season that has stretched so long. But I'm not sure what the answer is. I just think that they've got to find a way to make one or two of these last games much more interesting to hold the casual fans, because if you're a Heat fan or you're a Celtics fan, you're going to watch it all the way. But if not, you're turning that TV off really fast because the product right now just isn't very compelling.
Nick, the three all-NBA teams that come out from 100 members of the media in NBA markets, and I'm just curious, is that a big deal to those guys? I know it is for money purposes, but like Jimmy Butler didn't make one of those three teams. Does that bother him, or is he – care less about that?
He's going to tell you he could care less, but Joe, it bothers him. I mean, This is the thing that always kills me. A lot of these guys, and this is far deeper than just Jimmy, I'm not paying attention to that. It's just not true. Jimmy is well aware of exactly what the perception is around him. And I think it is really, really interesting in this series in particular because I feel like you've got two guys, and Jimmy's a little bit older, but Tatum seems to be right on the cusp of being fully accepted as a superstar. And Jimmy has always wanted to be a superstar in that he'd be the number one player on a team that has a legit chance to win a title. And we saw the evolution a little bit in the bubble a year and a half ago, and he almost made it happen against the Lakers, and we're starting to see that again right now. But he'll sit there, if he's asked about it, I'm sure, and say, that stuff doesn't bother me, but it does, and it is something that he can use and be fuel for the fire that he needs. I mean, that's a lot of great players in the league, though. So I know that there's one answer publicly and through time, and this goes back to all those years ago in Chicago, guys, where he knew exactly which guys had gotten paid and when, and that the Bulls hadn't committed to him fully. I mean, right. It's the same idea, and it will always be the same for any type of competitive player who plays at this level.
Heat have the number one seed in the East. Seven other teams were in the playoffs in the East. All those seven teams had somebody on the All-NBA team, not the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
All other seven
teams. It's culture. It's a bunch of guys play together well. Jimmy and the rest of those guys.
Right. Yeah, it's exactly. Just unbelievable. The number one seed. Not one of those guys here. Nick, we appreciate it, man. We always appreciate you coming on with us. Especially
thanks, Nick. Thank you, buddy. We saw you on TV.
You just did.
You look great today,
too. You look great. Yep.
Thanks.
All good, guys. It's always good being with you, and I hope we could talk again after game seven because maybe we can get this series rolling a little bit more with some momentum for people to watch.
Yeah, tonight.
Something. Right.
We're going to have the league go back and forth tonight. Tonight's the night, Nick. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, you got it. See you guys.
All right, Nick Friedell, ESPN, joining us there on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
All right, hey, Marlins, Tampa Bay, not good last night, but I will tell you, they got seven more games on the road before they come home next weekend and take on the San Francisco Giants in a four-game series. They got a lot of stuff going on, especially on the weekends for giveaways, but not just giveaways. If you've been taking your kids and you haven't registered, one of my favorite things they're doing is this Club 305, the Marlins Kids Club. 14 and under. It's free to sign up. And the more games you go to, the more prizes you can win. Free to join. Fun for everybody. The more the kids go as Marlins fans, the more things they can win during the year. And it's just one of the many great programs they have right now. They got a sports lounge. It's really cool. People have been talking about out there in left field. And then all the great giveaways that are coming up for that series. So got a lot of games left for the Marlins to try to stay around that 500 mark and get the bats going. At the same time, they get that great pitching that they've had. Last night was not one of those nights, though, but a lot more. Early in the season, a lot of games coming up. So get ready. Get your tickets for Marlins baseball next week and just visit marlins.com. Get more information on how you can get your tickets and all the other great programs they have for you and your family. Great pricing right now. A lot of great events going on with some great giveaways all coming up with Marlins baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.